So when I first started thinking about this a while back, I felt I needed to talk out of a word that I got back in January, which I will come to. But as a way of a kind of introduction, I want to tell you a bit about my yesterday morning. I was sat having some space, and Saturday morning is quite good. If there's nothing much on a Saturday, I get quite a length of time. And I felt like I should be having a really good time with Jesus. And I sat there and I kind of read a bit from my Bible, and I felt really unsettled. And I kind of sat on my chair, sat on the mat, sat on my bed. I didn't know where, I couldn't get myself settled. And I felt really disconnected. And so I started saying to Holy Spirit, what do you see in me? And I expected him to come up with a whole load of kind of character stuff. I can list for him a whole load of character stuff that needs dealing with. And that isn't what came up. Actually, what came up was I actually started journaling. Just a whole load of emotions about how I felt, about feeling disconnected and feeling less than in all sorts of ways. Some of what came out actually really surprised me, because I didn't know it was in there. And almost like, because I'd asked Holy Spirit to help me see what was in me, it unlocked all this emotion that I didn't know was there. And when I looked at it, I was a bit taken aback at some of it. I'm like, wow, I didn't know I felt like that. But obviously he did. And I started thinking about that idea of being really real with God. I just needed to be real with where I was at. Dale was trying to work out why I had bits of Lego bricks before. When I was a child, we had lots of Lego, but we had some bits mixed in that were not real Lego. They were Lego look-alike. They were cheap Lego. And actually, the connection, when you join them together, they just fell off. Proper Lego joins together properly. This is actually bigger, obviously. But proper Lego, the connection is really good. And when you get the cheap, kind of not real Lego, it doesn't connect properly. And just as I was thinking about what I'd just gone through with God, and he said, I need you to be really real with me so we can connect deeply. And he sort of started talking to me about wanting me to be real and vulnerable, to have a deep connection with him, and the way to be with him. Because I was like, I don't know how to just be. I don't know what to say with you. I don't know what to talk about this morning. And so that process of being really real about where I was unlocked a whole lot of stuff. And then I had a really good time. It was like I needed to just be real. And that sense of the people that we can be really real with are the people that we are really close with, really close to, the ones that we feel safe with. And that's what God wants with us. He wants that heart connection. He wants us to be vulnerable and to be real, at the very least with him, if not with other people. And so that's kind of where I started yesterday. And I was thinking about that whole, what we present here. And I think people can sometimes look at me, and I possibly can present that picture of, I've got it all sorted. It's fine. I'm on fire. I'm going for it with God. And actually, the people who live with me, the people who are close with me, know the bits where I go like this and the bits where I have to really plug in and hang on to God and the bits where I struggle and all of those things. They're the ones. And so the people who are close get to see the real me, as it were. So God wants to see the real us, doesn't he? And so I started to think about that. And there's a picture that some of you probably have seen on the internet that Susanna's going to put up. And the caption very often on it is says, what matters most is how you see yourself. And it's this picture of this kitten looking into the mirror, and actually what's looking back at him is the lion. And I started thinking about that, and I'm thinking, actually, that's wrong. It's not about how I see myself, because very often my picture of myself, like I could have come up with a whole list of character flaws for the Holy Spirit, is flawed. My picture of myself is warped. Actually, the key is, how does God see me? So I've actually done some little ones of it for you to stick on your mirror or take away with you, or to remind you, actually, how does God see you? Because that's what is important, because your identity and how you see yourself is linked to your purpose. And if the enemy can get us thinking wrong about our identity and wrong about who we are and wrong about how we really are, then he can skew our purpose. He can shift us off our purpose. And we do have a purpose. Our primary identity is to be a son to a father or a daughter. And so in that relationship, are we being seen clearly as that? So are we reflecting him clearly? Are we lining up clearly with who he sees us as? Or are we... There was another one I saw of these where actually a lion was looking in the mirror and seeing a kitten. And actually for a lot of us, I think that's sometimes what happens, is we flip that picture and we, in the spirit, we are like a lion, but we look in the mirror and we see ourselves as a kitten. And I was thinking, yeah, that's really sometimes what happens to me. I don't realize what God's put in me. I don't realize who I am. Which brings me to the word that I got back in January. So I was challenged by God. I think it came out of something that I'd read, but I can't now remember what it was. But God said, "What do you see?" And I was looking in the context of our church family here at the time, but also wider in terms of the church. And I can look in the natural and I can see people who are broken, who are hurting, who are fearful, who are disconnected from each other, where there's stuff going on in between each other, where we don't hold together as a family, all sorts of things. I can look, and because of some of my gifting, I can see stuff that's going on in people that really is unhelpful. And so I can get stuck in seeing that stuff if I'm not careful. But God wants me to be able to see past that, to be able to speak life, to be able to encourage people and to lift them and encourage them to be who he sees them as. So I started saying to God, okay, what do you see? Because I know what I can see. And the first thing he said to me was, I see an army. Now, God's army does not look like massed ranks of identical people. God's army doesn't look the same as others. I think sometimes, I don't know, lots of like films and things you see where you see a big army, and in this day and age of kind of CGI, I think sometimes they've cut and paste lots of the same people to make this massive army, and they do all look the same. The horses look the same, the people look the same, they've all got the same armor, almost like the sun glints off it in the same place, and they just look identical. But God's army does not look like that. If we just look around in here, actually, this is God's army. And he sees individuals with very individual gifts and abilities. Their weaknesses are his strengths made possible. He sees an army. And as I looked with him, I saw the army. An army who fights on their knees. There are prayer warriors in here and in the wider body here who have faithfully prayed for years. For loved ones, for this church, for the leadership, for this town, for the nations. And they are valued in his army. You are valued in his army if you're one of those. His army fights with love. There are mighty men and women of God here who have loved unseen, unnoticed by many, encouraging, visiting, serving, giving, taking time out for people, being the hands and feet of Jesus, showing a sacrificial laid down love. You are valued in his army. And actually he sees. Sometimes I think the people who are behind the scenes, who serve behind the scenes, who don't get the up here recognition, who don't get noticed, the people who pray in the back rooms or in their rooms quietly at home, the people who just quietly go and visit people or quietly encourage people that nobody else notices. God notices that, and he really honors that. But his army is one that fights together. There are warriors here who, despite their battle scars, which come sometimes from what's known as friendly fire, they don't forget that we stand shoulder to shoulder against a common enemy, They fight for the unit. They fight encouraging, building, strengthening the gaps, fighting whatever it is that would strengthen, that would threaten the success of the army, stabilizing, protecting and healing the wounded, covering for each other, helping each other in moments of weakness and vulnerability. You are valued in his army. And so the more I look around with God's eyes, the more I can see his army. And it doesn't look like a natural army. God's army is supernatural. And you are God's army. No matter how you feel about your gifting, your strengths, your weaknesses, your circumstances, your past or your future, you are part of God's army here in Hexham. You are part of God's hand-picked fighting unit here in this place at this time. His ways are not our ways. His thoughts are not our thoughts. And we need to see each other through his eyes. We need to see what he sees in those fellow members of this army. Ask him to help you see through his eyes. So as I started to look at all of that, I was reminded, strangely, of Ezekiel 37. I've forgotten my Bible. I have got it. And I was taken back to that passage in Ezekiel. Bear with me. And I just wanted to read it. It's disappeared. The hand of the Lord was upon me, and he brought me out by the Spirit of the Lord and set me in the middle of a valley. It was full of bones. And he led me to and fro amongst them, and I saw a great many bones on the floor of the valley, bones that were very dry. And he asked me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I said, O sovereign Lord, you alone know. And then he said to me, prophesy to these bones and say to them, dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. This is what the sovereign Lord says to these bones. I will make breath enter you, and you will come to life. I will attach tendons to you and make flesh come upon you and cover you with skin. I will put breath in you and you will come to life. And then you will know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I was prophesying, there was a noise, a rattling sound, and the bones came together, bone to bone. And I looked and tendons and flesh appeared on them and skin covered them. But there was no breath in them. And then he said to me, prophesy to the breath. Prophesy, son of man, and say to it, this is what the sovereign Lord says. Come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe into these slain that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and breath entered them. They came to life and stood up on their feet, a vast army. And I just wanted to pull out of there. There's like a two-stage process. There's the joining together of the bones, and then there's the breathing of life. And in Acts 2, it's the same. It says they were all together in one place, and then suddenly the breath came. God's breath came, and his spirit came upon them, didn't it? And in God's kingdom, there are no lone rangers. That corporate identity, that coming together as one, is really important. It's about unity, not uniformity. And we need to be us in it. We're about individuals. But it's about needing to come together as individuals and be one and allow his breath to enter into us corporately. There's something about that coming together and allowing the breath of God corporately into us. And so what I wanted to do tonight, I don't know if you've seen in the Narnia film where Aslan goes and breathes on all the statues that have been frozen by the White Witch, and it's like he breathes on the feet of this giant, and it's like from the bottom of his feet upwards. He just breathes on him once, and very slowly the breath comes and he comes to life, and they all become part of the army that then go and defeat the White Witch. There is power in God's breath. He created man and then he breathed his life into him. There's power in that. And I think tonight he wants to come and breathe new life into us. There's people here who say, I don't feel connected. I don't feel like I fit here. I don't feel like I belong. Or there's people here that feel that they don't have much to give, or they don't feel understood, or they struggle to trust, or whatever your stuff is. I want to pray, Holy Spirit, come and breathe your life. And actually what I wanted to do was just in pairs, you don't need to know what's going on for each other. I just wanted you in pairs to just turn and pray for each other. Holy Spirit, come and breathe your life for each other. Just put your hand on each other and just pray, Holy Spirit, come and breathe your life. And prophesy life to each other. Health, hope, joy, strength, courage, light, faith, freedom, connection, whatever it is that Holy Spirit stirs in you, just pray for each other. So if you just want to get together just for a couple of minutes in twos, and then the band will come back and we'll sing some more.